Who's your first opponent?
We open up with Evansville Otters, so, you know, kind of a rival-type team, and so we're looking forward to getting started with them.
Mike, how has working for the minors changed you, and how has the fact that the way people attend baseball games and where their attention's at during those games changed you and your operation?
Well, I think the game has changed. I think there was a time when there was certainly more focus on the game itself, but I've really come to the realization, you know, I look at the fact of after 10 winning seasons, 7 playoff appearances, 4 division championships, and I can say, well, why do we not have every seat filled? But the reality is in minor league baseball, you have to make the ballpark an experience for all the fans. Baseball isn't going to be the perfect thing for every one of them. So if we're hoping to fill the ballpark and have everybody be a part of this, we're going to have to, for lack of a better term, turn it into Disney at the ballpark.
And when it comes to that, you've got age groups that have to be able to consider the fact that you do have a baseball going on, a game, and you can't go down there and, you know, have big props running around the middle of the game. I mean, this is not major league or something along that line. I mean, you've got this thing that requires your focus, and then you've got this customer service element. That's the way I kind of think about it, Mike, that says, hey, it's not just about baseball here. We want you to have fun, and we want you to come back.
Yeah, and I want you to come back often. You know, it's funny because I'll run into fans that say, oh, yeah, we go to a game or two. I really need you to come to 5 or 10,
right?
You know, over the course of the summer. But we've done a lot of brand-new things this season. We're extremely excited about. A lot of the fans don't know about it yet. And I think we're going to bring a whole new experience in addition to the great baseball we've always had. It was time for some new things as well.
And it's interesting because Mike and I have talked about some of these new things, and we're not talking about necessarily putting up a new banner and having a new hot dog. We're talking about changes at the ballpark, physical changes, including in that outfield area, which I've always thought was pretty cool. Because I don't know, something about – something. Just I love looking at a baseball field. I'm not sure why. But, you know, I know you've got some big plans on places people can go to experience the game and what they can do while they're doing it.
That's for sure. You know, we look and we had that area out in center field that had was really just a resting place for a bunch of picnic tables. And so, you know, we looked at the ballpark by itself and said, how can we turn this more into a destination, more into a plaza concept? So what we did was 3 primary things. In center field, we have built inside the stadium a 10-hole miniature golf course, and that will open on Friday night this week. And then down in the right field corner, where we'd had kind of a standing unit and we'd had some picnic tables out there, we have turned that into an outdoor entertainment plaza. It's going to be called the Hot Corner, sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, and it's the kind of the subhead of it is food, games, beer, and fun. And we have music out there. We're going to have live music before games and after games on Saturdays. On Friday night this week after the game is over and after fireworks, we're going to have a very popular group called Murphy 500. And so they're going to open it that night for us. We're going to have cornhole and ping pong games and foosball tables and giant Connect Four games and giant Chinga games and outdoor comfortable seating. So we think it's going to be a great opportunity for fans to see the ballpark in a different place.
Mike, you know, Kate and I are not only we've been together for a long time, but we're friends. You know, and friends are people who know you and still like you. You know, because they know stuff about you that, you know, may turn some people off. So Kate and I are sitting around talking the other night, and we're talking about change, you know. And she goes, and I'm saying, I love change. What are you talking about? She says, yeah, you love change when it's your idea. I mean, and I'm like, I wonder if she's right. You know, you got to self-analyze all the time. Change is a hard thing, and you're trying to make changes on a number of different levels. And I've always gotten the idea that you and I are very much paint within the lines kind of people for the most part. We really like to stay within the lines because it's where, you know, that's where we're supposed to be. I mean, implementing these changes and taking your focus a little more not away from the ball game, but taking and putting that attention on there and paying attention about how you're going to train the people who work at the ballpark, who treat the customers, you know, and while at the same time you're coming up with golf course holes. I mean, how are you coming through that funnel on change and implementing it yourself when you're really a purist baseball guy?
Yeah, I am, but I have always been one of those guys driven by the new idea. And as I took over the business part of this, I could bury my head in the sand as a baseball guy and want this just to be more about baseball. Or I could say, what is it that could make this special? And I really felt we had become stagnant as an organization, and everything required change. Everything from the music we play, the sound effects we play, how people can be entertained when they're there. We built a new Corona bar inside the ballpark that's brand new. That the outdoor entertainment plaza is going to be so much fun, and a place where, you know, and I got the idea. We went to Nashville. We saw the Nashville Sounds do it. And there were, during the game, there were 2,000 people down in their outdoor entertainment plaza who honestly would have had no idea what was going on with the game.
Right.
Nor did they care. But it was someplace else to go and have some fun.
And different.
And different. And we needed to do some different.
Yeah.
Last year we changed a bunch of the games that we played, you know, the little on-field promotions. All of that had to change. We had to change everything. We just become stagnant.
You know, and what's interesting is the old id, you know, that human need for immediate gratification. Boy, we've got it now, and our attention spans are shorter than ever. I got the opportunity to talk to Rooney and Shannon about it last Wednesday at Busch Stadium. And they're talking about how we've got to be more compelling, more content, more low. You know, I think they thought I was talking about radio in general, but I think it's about baseball. And if you don't, I'm watching a baseball broadcast. They're sweeping the crowd, and everybody's staring at their phones. I mean, that's.
We were getting ready to start a meeting yesterday, and we do this thing called Miner's Idol. And so while we're waiting the setup, I'm looking out in my audience of players. And they were all on their phones. And I had them stop for a minute, and I said, I want you all to look around. Everybody is on their phone. Nobody is talking to each other. And if we wonder what is happening with what is going on with a generation that is growing up with these phones, is personally, I don't know that they can communicate as well. Because everything's done on their phone now.
Right.
Used to be in a clubhouse, and we all talked.
Because yeah.
There were no phones. You got to know each other. It's different now.
By the way, I'm on your team solidly here, and have literally said the exact same thing within the last 2 weeks more than once. And it's that vacant look you get when you're trying to communicate an idea where I have this overwhelming desire to, hey, are you paying attention? And I know that's asinine, but that's the point you get to. You're going, hello, am I getting through?
I'll tell you, last year, Tom, we did our organizational meetings. I had a basket when we walked in, and every employee, when they put in, put their phones in the basket.
Yeah.
They were going to be, what I want is be present, be here, be with us while you're here.
And don't, if there is one single game that teaches you that lesson, it's baseball. I've actually been caught in the outfield looking at a bird, and, you know, and the ball lands by you. I mean, if there's a game that suddenly can go from do-do-do-do-do to holy cow, it's baseball. I mean, you've got to be focused all the time, and you've seen this in pro baseball. Somebody loses that focus, and that's when things start to happen, and not always for the better.
Well, you know, I'm watching, for example, we've extended our nets a little further behind home plate because I've seen people sitting on their phones in a check swing. They're texting or doing something on the phone, and next thing you know, foul ball's in their lap.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to try to reduce that opportunity.
So tell me about the team this year. What are you thinking here? What's your expectation?
You know what? My expectations are always very high. A lot of new guys. We probably have 8 or 9 returning guys, and now we're starting to rebuild that base again. That's why we're doing all the off-field stuff. We went bowling last week. We're doing wiffle ball here in a couple days. Yesterday we did Miner's Idol. That getting them together away from the field is what helps them on the field. But we have a lot of new guys, and it will be a work in progress at the beginning, as those teams are. And but we always have a focus and a way we do things, and I'm pretty confident. We've got some really good players we brought in. I just need to bring them together as a team. Spring training hasn't helped that process.
Mike, one of the things I've always been fascinated about is watching your management style while you delegate and continue to grow an incredible coach system. You still participate at an incredible level. You don't delegate 100%. You delegate, and you let people, and you get good people to work, right? While at the same time being fully engaged. How hard is that?
You know what? It's actually a system where I micromanage details so that I don't have to micromanage people.
Really?
Yeah. So that really is my approach. The overall concept of everything we do, I micromanage all of those details. And then those particular, for lack of a better term, department heads, so pitching coach, hitting coach, they now then are the caretakers of the system that we put in play, that they now manage that system within their two groups.
Right. See, now that makes sense to me. You give them the details. You literally got that down to the nitty-gritty. And then you tell them how you want that done. So they're implementing your policy, for lack of a word, your philosophies, because you've micromanaged the details and said, here, you know everything from A to Z. Now go do this.
Yeah, see, and what that prevents is, as we, over the years, our coaches are going to leave. They're going to move on to organizations. Some moved on to managers. Some have gone on to other things in life. Well, my team has to continue to operate in the same system. I can't be stuck with guys that come in and now they want to do their own thing. And that changes how we do what we do. So we have, we call it the miner's way, and it's a very detailed breakdown of every aspect of what we do in the game. And then our coaches are the caretakers of those.
Right. That's an interesting way of doing things, and I might steal that, by the way.
Feel free.
Mets pitcher Matt Harvey apologizing to the team for missing Saturday's game because he had a hangover.
Yeah, and sadly, I understand that that wasn't the first time what they've gone through.
Yeah,
and you become real sensitive when you're managing a clubhouse of those things, and you like to have your own players manage that themselves.
Right.
Last year we had Steve Marino, who'd been with us 3 years, and I never really had to deal with that stuff in the clubhouse. That was all done internally. When it gets so bad that it gets out, that happens, you have bigger problems.
Right, you do. So, hey, has everybody got all your team? They've all got a family this year?
They all, I still have two I'm still looking for.
Oh,
if
so
there's anybody out there that would love to take a player in, that would be wonderful. Please call our box office. But other than that, we'll make final cuts today, and we have to get from 28 down to 24. We're going to play an exhibition game in a beautiful day here in Evansville. So we'll play that, and we'll make our final decisions this afternoon on the bus on the way back, and unfortunately have to have a few of those conversations, and then we get to go to work.
Right, and looking forward to it, Mike.
Looking forward to seeing you out there. I can't wait for you to come out and see all the new things we've got.
Well, I wanted to be there yesterday. One thing, because I was going to, and I'm like, because I'll go there and eat lunch. Because I'm asking people, can I get a hot dog at the ballpark, a beer? What's the story? and I wanted to go because it was literally so perfect yesterday. I thought, I could sneak in there, and I'll bet you Mike wouldn't throw me out.
No, and we had 4,000 kids singing "Let It Go." You might have enjoyed the serenade.
And then again, I might not have too, but I would have.
It was so much fun. I remember as a kid, field trip days, and yet you go to a ballpark and it's 85 degrees and sunny, and you can run around everywhere. Boy, it's a child's dream.
It really is. And you apparently got to go on better field trips than I did. Hey, Mike, the best of luck this year. Because here's the thing, whenever I, after the years of getting a chance to speak to you, watching you grow the culture that, used to, I always wondered what it was like to be Mike Pinto. And, and I thought, well, I've had a good night or bad night. I can look up on the scoreboard. Did I have a good night or a bad night? I can look at attendance. And now that's not the only numbers you look at to define success. success for minors, your field of vision has required to broaden in a great deal. And I'm really curious about how that's going to affect the coming year and what you see and how you these new changes are accepted and whether people respond by coming to the ballpark. So I'm hoping we got some tickets to give away tomorrow morning and Friday, too, to help out. So, and I look forward to seeing you very soon myself.